I'm interviewing my father on his childhood in Mexico. Where and when were you born?
I was born October 4th, 1971, in a little farm village of Los Varillos, which is in the town of Turicato in the state of Michoacán. I was born in the kitchen floor. The floor was made out of dirt. We wetted it in the morning or in the afternoon, so the dirt was pretty much hard. There was no electricity, not in that place, because it's a farm.
How was life growing up there?
What I remember, my childhood over there. I came into the United States probably when I was about 8 years old. As a child, everything seems fun, playful. It doesn't matter where they put you, as long as you're fed, you have clothing. The world is a place for you to play. I saw the farm animals, I played with them. I rode horses when I was probably 3 years old, 4 years old. I was running around. There was no seat belts, cars, television, radios. We had some radio, but we played pretty much with nature. What nature gave us, pretty much that's what we used. We got rocks. I learned how to use a slingshot. I learned to pretty much climb trees. I walked for probably, because the farm was a big farm. It was more than 20, 30 acres. And I would walk from one place of the farm to the farm when I was about 5 years old with a slingshot on my back pocket. That was pretty much my routine. Early morning, I would get up, grab my slingshot, take a little salt in my back pocket, salt shaker, and walk over to where there was a big mango tree. It would take me about 30 minutes to get to the mango tree next to the river. Pick up some rocks along the way, get there, get my slingshot, start shooting down the mangoes with the rocks, eat as many mangoes as my teeth could probably handle. After my teeth started hurting and the sun started coming down, I would just grab my slingshot, grab a couple of more mangoes, and start walking back home to the farm. And it was fun. I don't remember any hardships, even though as I got older, I think that life in a farm is very difficult. But when you're a child, you don't know that. You pretty much play and enjoy whatever you have. Over here in the U.S., what I like to do, or what I used to like to do when I was a kid, was they also bought us a camcorder. So we started making movies while the kids running around and doing dumb things, chasing each other, and you know, everybody acts dummy, like a fool in front of a camera, so that's never gonna change. Now they act like a fool in front of a phone, but back then, everybody would wanna be the hero, be a ninja, be the bad guy. They all do dumb things. One kid, I remember, we lived on the second floor, right across the park, and he thought he was Superman. So he was hopping on a mattress in front of the second floor. Well, he hopped off the second floor balcony, and he landed standing up on the bottom. Well, when he landed standing up on the bottom, he broke his legs. They went up to his hips, and he ended up in the hospital. First Nintendo system came out, and I played Super Mario Brothers all the time. Instead of being on YouTube, we would actually go to their house and watch them play for about an hour or 2 hours. And then when he finally died, another kid would take over, and it'll take forever there. And we will probably watch games. And when we got tired of watching them play games, because there was one kid that was really good, and he'll spend about 6 hours playing that game system until he flipped it. And it was like, geez, we know you're going to be here forever. So we would just all go to the neighborhood store, get a couple of quarters, and put it inside the arcade machines.